This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Summer is almost here, which means camping season is revving into high gear. And as Kathy and I can attest, traditional camping may not be everyone's cup of tea. So for those who are a wee bit adverse to sleeping on the hard, rocky, cold, wet, and very uncomfortable ground, but still want to experience the great outdoors, we have a fabulous alternative. There's a new rage gathering steam called glamping, which adds some glamour and comfort to the camping experience. Our go-to travel guru, Deb Stone, joins us on the phone from Santa Fe to dish about this growing travel trend. Welcome back, Deb.
Well, hello there, babes, and thanks for having me back. Let's go glamping.
Well, great. Well, you know, honey, like, I enjoy the great outdoors, you know, like anybody else, but I'd like it even more if I wasn't swatting away mosquitoes all night, you know, and sleeping on the ground. So this glamping thing sounds like it could be potentially really great. What exactly is it?
Well, as you mentioned, it really is glamorous camping for those really who have no intention of either roughing it or traveling light. And basically, it's a recent trend, but glamping itself really originated, although not the name, but the idea and the concept originated with the popularization of the safari in Africa.
Ooh.
Which was created to really cater to the needs of European and American travelers who really wanted to experience adventure in the wilds, but they really didn't want to part with any of those creature comforts of home, and so they instead opted to stay in these luxurious canvas tent lodgings.
And I have personally stayed in a few, and it was the most luxurious accommodations I think I've ever had.
Yep, yep, absolutely. I've stayed in them too in Africa, and that really is the model for what has happened to the rest of the country, our country as well as the world, in regards to glamping.
Well, with these glamping experiences, what kind of amenities? I mean, are we talking like butlers with bug spray?
Oh, beyond that, it is beyond your every need tailored to. But really, it usually includes these luxury accessories like beautiful beds with wonderful linens, carpets, gadgets, a view to die for, oftentimes a camp butler, a chef, you know, one of these wonderful locations that you just, they're so picturesque. You're outdoors. It's beautiful. But you have this wonderful tent where you're not sleeping on the ground. You're not swatting the flies. You're not dealing with an air mattress that has a hole in it, you know?
And the food must be unbelievable.
It is. It's really five-star, scrumptious meals that are really memorable.
So it's not the hot dogs on a stick, you know, over the campfire? I don't know.
We got to take her glamping.
Right.
Well, hey, you know what? I stayed at one of those places, and they had s'mores, but they were not the kinds of s'mores that I used to make with my kids and when we went camping. They were like deluxe, beautiful, wonderful, delicious chocolate, the highest grade, these graham crackers that they called graham crackers, that were not anything like the graham crackers I used to have.
So we're talking camping, but like stepping it up 1,000 notches in luxury.
Absolutely. And you can really stay in these tents that they have. You can stay in yurts. You can stay in teepee type of situations. The idea is that whatever contains you is in the wilderness, and it is then gussied up to the max.
So, Deb, do you hike into these glamping places?
Oh, no.
With your little hiking high heels?
No. A lot of them, you just drive on up to them, and, you know, it may be what's considered to be a resort type of property, and along with the glamping types of accommodations, they might also have cabins and lodges and other types of accommodations for those who don't want to glamp.
Now, this sounds like it could be rather pricey. What's the price range we're talking about here?
Well, you know, I stayed at one in Montana that's called the Resort at Paws Up, and this is a very well-known, one of the first glamping places in the United States, and it is really top of the line, and their price there is about $550 per night per person, all-inclusive.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that include alcohol, I hope?
Includes everything, everything.
That's
so,
a
you
lot.
Know, you've got your camp butler, you've got your chef, your dining pavilion, your meals, all your activities that you can even ever dream of. You know, they have these one and two bedroom suites. They have, you know, everything is just impeccable.
For $5.50 a night, we could go on a European river cruise.
I don't know.
Okay, Kathy, get in the moment, honey.
Okay, well, what if we want something? We still want to rough it, but we don't want to spend $550 a night. What would you recommend, Deb?
Well, there's a couple of options that may not be as luxurious, but, you know, they're still glamping. There's one that is pretty well known. It's called Yellowstone Under Canvas, also in Montana, right near Yellowstone. And they have, I think there's about a dozen plus safari tents. And they have all these activities, and they also have furnished teepees and larger units for families. And that starts at about $200 a night.
Okay, but that includes the food.
Not necessarily, no.
Oh.
So by the time you had the food and the alcohol, we're at $550 a night. Well, Deb, finally, why do you think glamping has really taken on, and why has it become so popular?
Well, I think you still can get that outdoors experience in some of the most beautiful places in the world, but you have your creature comforts. And really, it's become very popular, and specifically with the boomer generation, who roughed it when they were younger, and they don't want to do it again at this stage in the game.
Well, they want the same experience, but they don't want to suffer, right? They don't want spam out of the can.
Right. Absolutely.
Except for my husband.
Their backs start to hurt. They don't want to be lying on the ground, and they don't want to be, like you said, swatting at those mosquitoes that are pesky and annoying, and they don't want to have to go to the trouble of setting up a tent and having to deal with all that and cook your own food and the whole thing. They just would like somebody else to take care of all those details.
Exactly. That's so yesterday. Well, travel writer Deb Stone, as always, you are a wealth of travel info. Thanks so much for joining the Two Boomer Babes.
Thanks for having me.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime at twoboomerbabes.com.